From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British police are dealing with an ongoing terrorist incident in London. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from there.
Police have confirmed that this is a terrorist incident with a number of casualties. What happened were actually two separate incidents, one at London Bridge involving a van that plowed into people on the sidewalk, and knife attacks at the nearby Borough Market. Now, witnesses report hearing rapid, significant gunfire. This is when police arrived on the scene. Police arrived very quickly after the first reports of these attacks. We know that multiple attackers were involved. Some may still be at large. Police are continuing to arrive at the scene. They're asking people to stay away. Prime Minister Theresa May, she plans to convene her security team on Sunday morning. She said this is a fast-moving investigation.
Amid rumors and speculation about other incidents, police indicated a violent attack in another South London neighborhood several kilometers away may have been linked to the terrorist. They later said the carnage on London Bridge and in the Borough Market was not connected to the separate stabbing in Vauxhall. The Associated Press reports the London Ambulance Service says more than 20 people have been injured in the vehicle and knife attack on the London Bridge area. Prime Minister Theresa May said authorities are devoting all possible resources to tracing the source of the attacks and keeping London safe. Britain had recently lowered its terror alert level, down from critical to severe. Saturday's attack comes less than a week before Britain holds a parliamentary election, which could ultimately decide if Prime Minister Theresa May retains her office. For additional updates, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. In Washington, President Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, said U.S. security officials were following the events in London closely and that President Trump was up to date on the details. Trump himself posted a note on Twitter saying, quote, "Whatever the United States can do to help out in London, we will be there," end quote. His first tweet about the London attack, sent several minutes earlier, appeared to refer to the incident in the context of his administration's effort to restrict immigration to the United States. The tweet read, quote, "We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety," end quote. Despite vowing that a renewed offensive against Islamic State in Mosul will be a final push, Iraqi forces continue to get bogged down in ancient parts of the city where IS remains entrenched. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
Brigadier General Rick Uribe, the deputy commanding general for U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq, told VOA that Islamic State has fewer than 1,000 fighters left in Mosul, and the level of desperation from Islamic State fighters is on the rise.
They're losing. They're about to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
The remaining fighters are considered to be among the terror group's toughest, and they have used their time in the city to build weapons caches, booby traps, and tunnel systems. The general says Islamic State continues to take hostages in an effort to bait the coalition into striking civilians. And officials say the terror group's weapon of choice in the city is still vehicle-borne bombs. Islamic State snipers shoot at more than Iraqi forces. They're also shooting civilians trying to flee. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Speaking at the annual Shangri-La and Annual Security Forum in Singapore Saturday, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis applauded China's efforts to work with the international community on North Korea. However, when it came to the South China Sea, he called China's ongoing militarization of man-made islands there and its disregard to international order unacceptable.
We oppose countries militarizing artificial islands and enforcing excessive maritime claims unsupported by international law. We cannot and will not accept unilateral, coercive changes to the status quo.
At least four Afghans were killed when protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police in Kabul Friday. More than 1,000 demonstrators gathered Friday near the site of a blast and marched toward the presidential palace demanding the resignation of the Afghan government. Riot police used water cannons and tear gas to push the protesters back and also fired live bullets over the head of the crowd. Amnesty International condemned that move. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.